Thank you. My name is Di Tian, and I'm an assistant professor from Auburn University. I'll give a talk today about projected climate extremes and their impacts on summer and winter crops in the southeastern United States. This is a collaboration work with my colleague, David Camerano. He's a researcher from the James Horton Institute in Scotland. So actually, this work has been published recently in Agriculture and Forest Meteorology, and we have a follow-up paper working on this topic. So here is some background. So this map shows the market value of agricultural products sold in 2012 in the United States. You can see that the southeastern United States is an agriculturally important region. And in fact, it actually contributes to more than 17% of the total agricultural production in the United States. And also, Southeast is has a more diverse crop types than the other regions. So it's an important and interesting region to study. And there is a recent paper published in Science on estimating economic damage from climate change in the United States. They have assessed the impact of climate change on different sectors. So they also assess the impact on agricultural production. You can see that the agricultural yields will be greatly decreased over those agriculturally important regions, including the Southeast. However, this study is based on the simple regression empirical based models and also global scale climate model outputs and also county level yield products. And a further study is that necessarily needed for regional climate impacts on agricultural production. So there are several issues need to consider for the regional impact assessment on agricultural production. The first one is a scale issue, like the global climate models are running at global scale, but the agricultural activities are mainly local. So how to match those two scales, global scale and local scale, is an important issue. The second one is the growth stages of crops, because the response of crop yields is different during different climate during different growth stages. Like vegetation and the green filling period. And the third one is the time frame, the annual versus growing season, because many of the previous studies focus on annual average climate, not instead of looking at the climate for different growing seasons. So the last one is the effects of soil types, because soil has either buffering or overlying the effects of climate on the crop yields. So the objective of this study is to conduct a regional climate impacts on agricultural production. We'll analyze the downscale, the historical, and the projected precipitation temperature separately for summer and wheat and winter growing seasons and two different growing stages. So we'll look at the yield response separately for different periods and also growing stages. And the second one is to evaluate how these climate factors impact crop productions under different soil types, season, and growing stages. So we use downscale climate data at a very high spatial resolution compared to the global scale model. It's a marker downscaled semi-5 climate projections at 4 kilometers resolution. And we consider four different variables: daily maximum, minimum temperature, and solar radiation. Those are the required input for the dynamic crop simulation models. And the analyzing period, we can look at the two different analyzing period. One is a historical period from 1950 to 1999, and the other is future projections until the middle of this century. So we look at 10 different representative GCMs under three different scenarios: the baseline, and the RCP 4.5 and RCP 8.5. So that would consider all the uncertain sources of the climate projections. So we look at the 18, the change of 18 climate extreme indices during different growing seasons and during different crop growth stages for precipitation and temperature. So that's the indices we are looking at. I will not go into each of those index in detail due to the time. So to assess the impact of the regional climates on the crop yields, we use those downscale climate data as input into the calibrated DSET cereus maize and wheat model, and to assess the impact of these climates on wheat and maize yield under two different soil types and 101 different climate points in the southeastern United States. We consider different the water potential and the potential yield, which without water stress or nutrient stress, and the simulated yield considering the water stress under two scenarios, silty clay and sandy. So we got many runs and analyzed the outputs. So this figure shows the change in temperature indices during sowing to ancestors and ancestors to maturity periods for maize and wheat. So you can see that those different figures, different graphs are different temperature indices, including mean temperature, and it's for maize growing season and wheat growing season. You can see that there's a warming trend, no matter it's for the average temperature or the temperature indices, the extreme indices, there's a warming trend. And also the change of temperature during the ancestors to maturity period is greater than the change of temperature during sowing to ancestors period. And also the change during the maize growing season is greater than the change in the wheat growing season. The second one is the change in precipitation indices. So not like the change in temperature indices, the precipitation indices change is relatively not as strong as temperature, it's relatively uncertain. But still you can see that the for the extreme indices, several of the extreme indices like number of rainy days and the rainfall intensity has been increased. So this figure shows the change of crop yield and crop water productivity with considering the CO2 fertilizer simulations under the RCP 4.5 scenario. So you can see that for the wheat yield, there is an increasing trend because of the CO2 fertilization effects and the increase of the minimum temperature. But for the maize yield, it's a decrease. There is a decreasing trend. This is because of the heat stress during the summertime. So we also look at the relationships between mean growing season temperature and a simulated potential yield for maize and wheat. So you can see the simulated yield, the response of the simulated yield for maize is different with the response for wheat. You can see that for maize, the increase of the growing season temperature has decreased the yield after 18 degrees. But for the baseline period, there is an increase. But after 18 degrees, it's a decrease. So for the wheat yield, is generally the response is not as strong as maize, but there is an increase before 12 degrees. But after 12 degrees, there's either no response or it's decreased the trend. For both for all the baseline and the RCP 4.5 and 8.5 scenarios. So this figure shows the comparison between potential and the simulations under two conditions, silty clay and sandy, for maize and wheat yield in different scenarios. So this is a potential yield. One is potential yield, and the those percentage, the proportional yield to the proportion of simulated yield under two different soil scenarios to the potential yield. So the solid line is under the silty clay condition, and the sandy condition is represented by the dashed line. So you can see that there is a large gap between the simulated yield under sandy soil conditions and the potential yield, but the gap is relatively small for the silty clay, and the gap is also smaller for the wheat production than the maize production. So that means the silty clay has basically a better buffering effect than the sandy soil. So we also look at the conditional probabilistic relationships between changing wheat yields and changing temperature indices during different growing stages. Also, we look at the maize yields and also the precipitation indices. So you can see that the response is different. So for the response of wheat yield to the temperature indices, we can see that for the low temperature days, it's basically a negative response. But the response is positive to the minimum daily minimum temperature. But for the other indices, it's quite not very very strong. For the maize yield, the response is very obvious. Like for the extreme climate, the response of the maize yields is negative to all the changes of the extreme temperature indices. And this is the result for the precipitation indices. The response of the maize yields to the changes of precipitation indices. We also actually look at the response of the wheat yield to the change of the precipitation indices, but there is not very strong response. The result is not showing here. But for the maize response, they're mainly positive. But the positive influence still could not modulate the effects caused by the change of temperature. So here I will give a conclusion. So this study, we conducted regional climate impact assessment on agricultural production. We found that there are increasing trends in temperature extreme indices as well as average temperature. But the change in precipitation is relatively uncertain, but several of the extreme indices show an increasing trend. The second one is the summer crop is more susceptible than the winter crop to the change in rainfall and temperature. The third one is the silty clay soil showed higher buffering effects to change in temperature than the precipitation than the sandy soil. And the increase in the low temperature indices combined with the CO2 fertilization effect increased the wheat yield. And the increase in the high temperature indices decreased the maize yield in spite of the CO2 change. So thank you for your attention.
Yes, Dennis.
It's interesting with very big range of stuff that you looked at. And in your maize model, what is the mechanism that's most responsive to temperature that causes the yield decline?
The mechanisms due to the change of temperature. That's a good question. Should be related to the photosynthesis, but not sure if it's due to the light use efficiency or something else. I think for the serious maize model, they consider the light use efficiency, but the phenology is definitely a factor. I think it could be caused by the
shortening of the season?
The shortening of the season, yeah, the phenology, I mean, yeah, phenology could be a factor, but there are definitely other factors to consider, but we need to look into that. Thank you. Thank you for the question.
Thanks.
Yes?
Oh, 100 size. We run the model at yes, all the each size and each season.
If you want to look at it, a soil and the temperature interaction, you know, you have the effect from soil type and the temperature. If you look at it, the interaction.
Yes, we did. We look at the effects, the modulation effect caused by the soil, different soil types and different climate indices, and look at how the yield responds under those different conditions, climate conditions and soil conditions.
Okay, thank you.